RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Oh, now this is more like it.
There you go.
It's time for sports.
It's time for MP on the mic.
All right, listen up, class.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Playoff week, round two. We haven't said that in 19 years. Feels good, still basking in the glow of the win. I tell you who called his shot. Bram Weinstein called his shot. He was on this program last Tuesday at this exact time. We wrapped up. He said, hey, you know, when we win, we got to do this again next week. And I promise you, there's superstition, there's juju, there's all those things out there in the universe. I will not be responsible for this them losing this game Sunday. I will be doing my part. And my part right now is we're going to make sure Bram Weinstein comes on this radio program right now. Bram, good morning. How's it going?
Good. Let's do this again next week.
Yes. So
after we win in Detroit and we play, I don't have a real gut. I kind of thought Philadelphia would beat Green Bay. I don't know about the Rams or Philadelphia. We'll see. So wherever we're going next week, we'll do this again next week too.
It's a quarterback-driven league, and Matt Stafford was dealing last night. So I agree with you. I give the Rams a chance in that ball game. For sure. Anybody who's got a good quarterback, I give them a chance in the playoffs. I know a team with a good quarterback. First drive there, I guess the second drive, the first scoring drive, he gets beat up. Jaden gets bloodied. There's the hit on the sideline where he goes flying for like 5 yards, keeps popping up, scores. And I mean, I think that was a tone setter that we knew this kid was going to have to win the game. And it just felt like a statement of, yeah, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win this football game.
Yeah, he's a killer. He's an absolute stone cold killer. You could just see he's emotionless on the sideline. He's poised. He's calm. We already knew he could play through pain. He did it earlier in the year. I mean, like, in hindsight now, I think all those games in the middle of the season, after he got the rib injury, clearly he was more marginalized than he ever really let on, never used it as an excuse. They played through it anyway. And then once he had gotten healthy again, look what's happened. He turned into the same quarterback that he was early in the season. And, to do it on this stage, at this stage of his career, again, it's kind of, it's really, I don't know, unprecedented is the right word for it, but it's close. And he keeps doing things that are extremely unusual, that are rewriting at least Washington's history books and certainly some others if this continues, with no turnovers, no punts, 300 plus yards passing. Again, winning on the last play of the game, that's happened. It's 5 weeks running now. And I don't think it's an accident anymore. And it's not just him, but he's a really big part of it. That's for sure.
Five in a row. The confidence builds. I knew when they got the ball 4.5 left, they were going to score. I didn't know if they could run the clock to zero, but you knew the kid was going to deliver in that moment. For those who don't know, Bram has done a ton of stuff in D.C. as a podcast and was a sports radio guy and all that. So you know the fan base, you know the area. Can you just contextualize what this means for the fan base, for what everybody's been through, for somebody who's seen the suffering for so long? What does a playoff win mean?
I'm 51, and I grew up in Silver Spring, Maryland. And in my house, as a kid, Redskins football was religion. And I was a fan. Yeah, just I've seen every play they've run my entire life, and I love them. I love this team, and this town loves this team. I think you're seeing it in full form now that this has been a sleeping giant for a long time. I grew up going to RFK Stadium because I had a neighbor whose grandparents had tickets forever, and they had an extra one because one of my best friend's brothers didn't want to go. So I got to go as a kid to RFK, and I was in attendance for one of the NFC Championship games that they won against the Vikings in 1987, the Doug Williams Super Bowl year. And I just remember what happened in the town in that era. It becomes kind of the soul and the heartbeat of the city. So much so that when they won the Super Bowl, they shut down the school system. And when I say the school system, I say every school system in the area. Nobody could work. Nobody could go to school. Everybody's paying attention and united by the same thing. And that's what this team is in this town. It's like, no offense to the Capitals or the Nationals who won championships. And I loved what happened in Washington in both of those cases where everyone just kind of got so into it. But it's not this. This is everything sports-wise in this region. And it's been a long time. And it's funny, like I, you know, being on radio like you, and you talk to the fan base, it's everyone my age is like pining for the Hogs and talking about yesteryear, and but knowing what it is when it's good. And I've been talking about this to a younger generation of people who maybe like Lamar Jackson up the street or like the consistency of the Ravens or just have heard about this but have never seen it because inconsistent is not the word for it. It was embarrassing for a number of years. And I think getting the pride back in the organization and then having this happen, this feels a little fairy tale, honestly. I mean, I'm always optimistic and I had expectations, and I was like everybody else. I'm like, you know, if this quarterback ends up being what we think he's going to be and he, you know, turns into a really good, reliable starter, that answers the biggest question this team's had, at least on the field, for a very long time. And hey, I kind of like this roster, and hey, I see a path to them being a second place team in their division, and hey, who knows, maybe they're a wild card team, but it is clearly beyond that. We're in the midst of a revival, and this, in the booth, I got to tell you, Michael, I mean, it feels almost like a religious experience, what's going on right now. Like, I can't believe it until now, where I kind of can, and that's why I really just don't put anything past them. We're living in a fairy tale, and I really don't know how it's going to end, but it might have an incredible happy ending.
It's five in a row. It just keeps happening week after week after week. And my closest experience in D.C. was 2012 and the excitement around RG3, obviously. And just you hear those stories about RFK. And I think about, you know, I moved here in 07. I've seen the whole Ovechkin era. And no matter how bad the Caps get for the next 20, 30 years, it's always going to be my team. Like, I just, because of those memories, because of watching them lift the cup and the parade and all that, like, you stay with them for life. And I know that that's you, obviously, and that's so many of the people we hear from. Like, I'm never leaving this team. You know, I'm with them for life. The younger generation needs to be brought in and acclimated and indoctrinated. And this is how you do it. Not just winning, but winning in the most dramatic of possible ways. And you mentioned the future. And I think you're absolutely right, because this is not a team that pushed its chips in. There's a ton of cap space. The draft pick situation is good. You can make the argument Adam Peters going to be ready to improve this team and has the resources to do so this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to avoid that question, but I've spent 25 to 30 years at this time of year talking about the future.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, You get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The future is now. Like, they can win this weekend. I'm convinced of it. I think it's the biggest test they've had all year. They've had some big ones. They played Baltimore. They played Philadelphia twice. They answered a big one against Philadelphia. They're the only team that's beaten them in 3.5 months. So that's why I don't really put much past them. But my head's down with them. I'm in the week with them. I'm in the weeds with them. I believe, as Dan Quinn likes to say, they got more under the hood. And the way that they execute at the end of close games, that's will of a champion. It's poise. And I brought this up a lot, like up here locally, you know, and I'll say it to you too and see if you just agree with me. Like, it's not just Jaden Daniels and the players. They're obviously, they need to execute to win. The whole operation is operating at an extraordinarily high level. Like, how many times have you seen teams lose because of bad time management or misuse of timeouts? People got fired this year alone for really ghastly incidents of it. The Bears fired their coach because, like, what happened on Thanksgiving was absurd. Even during the Hail Mary game, when they come out afterwards and they go, it wasn't a big deal that Terry McLaurin caught that pass before the Hail Mary. What are you talking about? Like, the only reason why they had a chance at a Hail Mary is because you gifted them 15 yards. Like, you don't understand the clock. Like, against Atlanta a couple weeks ago, honestly, that might have been a different outcome if Raheem Morris used his timeouts differently yep. in either half, but he didn't. This team has operated, like, very wisely, skillfully, and with a tremendous amount of poise across the board. They handle the clock, they handle their timeouts just, like, expertly. And that is another surprise, being that none of these people worked together before. It's a rookie quarterback. The whole team is new. And I think that's another part of this that feels like there's some kind of intervention going on here. Because it's rare that any team operates this well late in games, and they're doing it as a group. And I appreciate that they're executing, and he's making the throws or the runs, and Ertz or McLaurin or Crowder or Zacchaeus, whoever it may be, Deami Brown this past week, is making the catches, a new hero every week. But I don't think we should lose sight of the larger picture. This is a full-time team collaborative effort, and why they're here right now.
Except Tressway. That bum didn't do anything on Sunday night.
He did the most important thing. He gave up the number 5. He's the hero of the season.
That's so true. I will co-sign with all of that, Bram. And I would throw on that pile, 6 seconds left in the Cowboys game, and you've got the ball on the goal line, and there are a lot of teams that would just kick the field goal there because they're nervous. And not only did Terry make that catch to win the game, there were 2 seconds left. If Terry hadn't made that catch, they were going to get another player, could have forced overtime if they wanted to. The precision of and you know this because you're around them at practice, they drill these things, and that's both Dan
yes.
and Cliff and Anthony Lynn and all the way on down. It feels like there's rarely a situation they're not running crisply and anticipating.
It's well, and in that case too, that's the backup quarterback who did that, so I think it's just another yep. you know, point of proof that the operation is working at a very, very, very high NFL level, expert level, championship level. And, I mean, just go back to that sequence of events. That was 4th and 1 at the 40-something yard line. They go for it with Mariota. They think they have to win to keep the 6th seed. They made that an important role. They've gone for 1 million fourth downs anyway, so that's not unusual. Just see last week as evidence of that they're willing to do this. He makes a play. He makes his superpower play, gets down to the 15. They got one timeout. The clock's at 24 seconds. They use the timeout because they have to. They recognize they've got one shot anywhere on the field to get there. They have to know that it's a scramble drill to spike the ball to have enough time to get that one play off. Like, how many teams screw that up? How many teams screw that up? They don't. Week after week, they don't, which is why I want to credit the staff. They hired Dave Gardy. He's like a rules expert. He's a time management expert. They made a big deal if they hired him. To your point about them practicing what they call winning moments, I remember at the end of training camp when we were still watching all of their practices, or the majority of them, they let us at that point, he had a practice for 45 minutes where I stood on a hill and watched them. Dan Quinn had a microphone and was just yelling out, 45 seconds on the clock, ball's at the 40-yard line, we have two timeouts, go. And they ran through a sequence, and then he grabbed the microphone and go, 25 seconds left, ball's at our 37, no timeouts, go, I want a field goal. Like, and they did this for an hour. And it's just so... Every time, they're omniscient. Every time I see these things or they say these things, they seem to happen in the games. It goes back to overall team preparation, mental fortitude, and then there is this kind of will that's going on here, because I don't think you win this many games in a row in the way that they do it accidentally. Like, there's a collective belief and will that's going on, too.
Yeah, you can hit a Hail Mary every now and then, but to do it this many times... over the course of a season. Very impressive. We're wrapping up here with Bram Weinstein. You, of course, will hear him Saturday night right here on The Fan, 8 o'clock p.m. kickoff from Ford Field in Detroit. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be a ton of fun. You know you've made it when you get the TV camera in your booth there. And I know they're there for your co-host because he's becoming a little bit of a celebrity with these calls. But you guys are crushing it right now. And that's got to be a ton of fun to I know your phone lights up after a moment like that.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, we knew NBC told us late last week they were going to put a camera in our booth. And so we didn't know what they were going to use or how they were going to use it. But that's pretty – I love Mike Tirico. He's amazing. I think he's one of the best ever. And to hear him throw to my call was a little surreal. So it's been cool. We're having a lot of fun. You know, there's nothing not fun about this. It goes back to the beginning of our conversation. I think karmically, this fan base has been owed a season like this for a long time. And I didn't expect it to happen this fast, but this has been just a joyride. And, you know, I'm hoping that what we're doing in the booth is kind of expressing that. You know, I don't look at what I do as performative. Like, I look at it more like I'm supposed to be telling their story and our story. And I think our story is that. It may be different next year. You know, we have a lot of different expectations. I think the energy around it's going to be different. But right now, it went from disbelief to this is amazing to miraculous to I don't know what's not on the table for them. And I think emotionally we're trying to tap into that. And, you know, if someone wants to show that to the world, we're happy with that.
It's been a ton of fun. And Bram, you're speaking on behalf of a lot of people who have waited a long time for this moment. We feel the excitement, and we'll look forward to hearing your call 8 o'clock Saturday night, of course, right here on The Fan. And Bram, next Tuesday, breaking down the Commanders against either the Rams or the Eagles. We'll put it on the calendar. We'll make it happen. Thank you for joining us this morning.
All right, Michael. See you.
All right, there he goes. We're back after this. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan, at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.